I have been named among RIS Media's elite class of 2026 real estate newsmakers, earning national recognition for my leadership innovation impact across the real estate industry. Sounds impressive, but I wonder how many people really applied. They had to pick somebody. There's a few different categories. It's in its ninth year annual showcase, and 2026 honorees represent professionals who refuse to let market conditions define their future, instead taking control of their own success and setting a powerful example for the industry. Wow. So there's a few categories. I applied for influencers, the thought leaders, those who inspire others by sharing new perspectives, expert insights, and visionary guidance for the betterment of the industry. Mark Schneidman. There was another gal that actually shared the award. So there was Trailblazers. There's the influencers. That's mine. And there's Futurists and Achievers. So how many is that? One, two, three, four awards. And everyone was picked, except I had a co-winner. So does that weaken my win? The honored agents will be recognized in the February 2026 digital edition of RIS Media's Real Estate Magazine, and again, October 1st, 2026, during RIS Media's annual awards gala, held as part of the company's 38th annual CEO Leadership Exchange. This is September 30th through October 2nd at the Georgetown Farmington Hotel in Washington, D.C. So I've got to make my reservations. I'm going to a gala. There's two chances of that happening, slim and none. But it's kind of fun. Here's a sale that sold off market in Montecito on Para Grande. And it sold for $14.5 million. 5,500 square foot house, seven bedrooms, six and a half baths. It was built in 2017. It sold in 2012 for $850,000. They bought the land. And it shows if you put your mind to it, you could really do something. You'd think I would have written down the acreage. It's kind of critical. I don't think it was like more than much more than an acre. A house listed in Hope Ranch on Via Hierba, 1.5 acres, $6,185,000. I was there in the summer of 2023. I went to preview it. That's when it sold for $5.2 million. And today it's about the same condition. They have preliminary approved renovation plans. So I really like the whole house, you know, the circular driveway that sloped down so you were a little bit below the street. And then you had the house. And you went into the backyard. And there were these kind of grand steps because the yard parcel was sloped down again. And you were looking at this pool and a little bit of a gazebo. And next to that was a tennis court. So it's definitely a grand estate. The remodel that had been done over the years, the master bathroom was very funky, garish, I might say. And I could probably live in it just the way it was. But great piece of great property, 1.52 acres. So I was looking at it and I took an aerial view and I noticed right next door, just east of the property, there was another tennis court right on the property line. And then below them was another tennis court going the wrong way, not north-south, but east-west. And then within like, one, two, three, four, five, six, there were six other properties with pools all kind of adjacent. So What goes around comes around. There was a buyer need for a fellow agent looking for a modest beachfront home. Does anyone have a modest beachfront home? Maybe Sandyland, Sandpoint, Padaro. I have a client who's looking. Doesn't mind vintage or original. And I'm thinking, all right. And, you know, so what do you expect to pay for a modest beachfront home? Oh, they could pay 10 to 12 million or so. So it's nice to have low expectations when all you have is 10 to 12 million. Life is grand selling real estate in Santa Barbara. Stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.